It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Jesus in John chapter 8 is once again teaching in the temple. And we left off last time with verse 18, getting ready to go into verse 19. I'd like to back up and go into verse 13, if I might here. It says, "The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true." I made mention the last time, can you imagine calling Jesus a liar? Can you imagine calling God a liar? Well, these people didn't know anything, evidently, about the Scriptures, although they were supposed to be very learned in the things of God and reading the Old Testament. But Jesus answered and said unto them, speaking of verse 13, now he's answering verse 13 that we just read, the people there, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go." Well, the reason that they didn't know the things about Jesus is because they had not received him as Savior. They were not, we use the term saved, they did not know God the Father. They had not made arrangements with God in order to go to heaven. They were simply religious. And you've probably heard the saying, religious but lost. And that's the difference in salvation and religion. A religion is simply something you believe in and does not necessarily mean that you've believed the right way. Salvation means that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That means you know him personally, you've trusted him as Savior. Well, notice once again what Jesus said here. Jesus answered and said in verse 14 unto them, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but you cannot tell whence I came and whither I go." They did not know Jesus. They didn't know God. Verse 15, "You judge after the flesh." In other words, they're thinking fleshly. Remember, Nicodemus came to Jesus in John chapter 3, and he was trying to understand how a man could be born again. Could he enter again the second time into his mother's womb and be born? He was thinking of the fleshly instead of the heavenly. And of course, Jesus went ahead and explained to Nicodemus that you must be born again, receive him as Savior, in essence. And these people, Jesus said, "You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. You judge after the flesh." In other words, they're looking at the flesh, fleshly, instead of spiritually. Verse 16, "And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me." All through the life of Christ, we see how that the Jews sought to kill him because he had made himself equal with God, they said, because he said that he came from his Father. He knew his Father, Heavenly Father. And they said that he was making himself equal with God. Well, he is equal with God. He is God. And that's what he was trying to tell these people. But they always sought to kill him because they said he was blaspheming because he claimed to be of God and to be God. Verse 17, Jesus said, "It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true." Verse 18, "I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me." In a court of law, as we see the Jewish tradition, two witnesses, that was proven to be a fact. One or two witnesses. And then we see that Jesus bore witness of himself. How could he do that? He's God. He could do that. And then he said, if that's not enough, then listen to this. He says, God the Father also bears witness with me. That's two of us. And so they still didn't understand what he was saying here because they were not willing to open their minds. They were not willing to open their hearts to receive the word that Jesus was speaking. Verse 19 says, "Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also." When a person receives Christ as Savior, they become knowledgeable of God. They gain a knowledge of God through the Word of God. They also gain a knowledge of Jesus Christ, of what all He's done for them. That's a saved person. And actually, what He's done for the people of this world. Once again, He laid down His life that the people of this world could be saved by calling on Him and trusting Him as Lord and Savior. Now, verse 20 goes on to say, these words spake Jesus in the treasury as He taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on Him, for His hour was not yet come. Well, no doubt some of these people wanted to kill Him even then, because He was saying that His Father was in heaven, and they did not. In essence, he was telling them, you don't know me. Well, it's evident you don't know the Father. And this would have been really something that would rile these people up, because they considered themselves to be the cream of the crop of the religious leaders. This would be the Pharisees and the scribes. They were ones who did not want to be put down, especially by Jesus Christ, who claimed to be of God and to be God, equal with God. They hated Jesus Christ. But notice that they couldn't do anything to Jesus because His hour had not yet come, according to verse 20. And what that means is it wasn't time for Him to go to the cross. It wasn't time for Him to give His life for the sins of the world. So therefore, verse 21, then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. That person that has never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior is, once again, as Jesus was speaking here, He could have been speaking to that person today who's never trusted Him. He was speaking to the scribes and Pharisees back here, but He says, I'm going to a place that you're not going to come to. Why? Because you have not believed in me. You have not trusted me as Lord and Savior. He said, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. There's coming a time when the white throne judgment takes place, and all unsaved people will be there. The Bible says, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Well, at that time, it's going to be too late to acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior. Jesus said that you've never known me, and depart from me. I've never knew you. And that's those people who are standing, or I don't know if they're going to be standing or not, because the Bible says every knee shall bow. But as they are there, they're there because they have not trusted Jesus as Savior. And that's when He tells them, depart from me, you cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. That's when they will be cast into the lake of fire. Why? Because they have never known Jesus Christ. They have never known who He really is. And why is that? Because they have not received the testimony that He has given of Himself. Remember, these scribes and Pharisees did not believe Him. They would not receive His testimony. And they, in other words, they saw Jesus, they heard Him speaking, but they couldn't understand what He was saying as such, because they had never trusted Him as Lord and Savior. They didn't know God as God the Father. They were not able to discern the things of God because they did not trust Jesus Christ as Savior. Verse 22, then said the Jews, will He kill Himself? Because He saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. If you've never been born again, you're not going to go to where Jesus is. He's in heaven. If you've never been saved, you haven't trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, just as the scribes and Pharisees did not. They did not trust Him. Now, there may have been some later on that got saved. Right now, we're reading about these people who did not trust Him as Savior. They were not going to go to heaven where Jesus would be, and neither will you if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. You will not go to heaven. You will not be with Jesus Christ or God the Father. Well, verse 23, and He said unto them, ye are from beneath. And that's another way of saying, ye are of your father the devil. Ye are from beneath. In other words, you're from hell. That's where you're going if you don't trust me as Savior. In so many words, he's telling these people, he's telling them exactly the way it is. He said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Where's He from? He's from heaven. Now we could also look at that where he said to them, he said unto them, ye are from beneath. They're from beneath heaven. In other words, they're earthly. Again, these people think of earthly things instead of heavenly things. They're thinking of the fleshly instead of the spiritual. So he says here, ye are from beneath, I am from above. He's from heaven. Ye are of this world. You're of the earth. You're worldly. I am not of this world. Now, these people were just like people of today. They are born into sin. They need a Savior. People today need a Savior because you're born into this world. The Bible says, for as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men. Why? Because all have sinned. The Bible says we've come short of the glory of God, and therefore we need a Savior. We're earthly. We need a Savior. And as we look at that verse again in verse 23, Jesus didn't need a Savior. Why? Because he was from above. He's God. He didn't need a Savior. And some people question Jesus Christ about Jesus Christ as he was a human being, came into the world, and they'll say, well, Jesus could have sinned. No, he couldn't have, because he was God. Now, keep this in mind. He did not sin as a human being because he had one job to do in this world when he came into this world. Remember, he was born of a virgin. He came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. So he had one thing in mind when he came into this world. He knew that he was going to go to the cross and give his life for the sins of this world. Therefore, he had to remain sinless, and he did. The Bible teaches me and teaches all of us that Jesus was sinless. The Bible says there was no guile, in other words, no filthiness, no guile found in his mouth, no guile within him, no filthiness, no sin. Therefore, he could lay down his life for you and for me, for the sins of this whole world, because he could not sin. He did not sin because he came for a specific purpose, to remain sinless, to give his life so that people could go to heaven. Well, notice, I'll read that verse again, verse 23, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath. You're of this world, he's saying. But once again, I remind you again that we could also say that they're on their way to hell. You're doing the things of the devil. But you are from beneath. You're of this world. I am above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. I said, therefore, unto you, he says, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Well, what were they to believe and what did they not believe? That he was God, that he is the Savior of the world. He says, you're going to die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, the Savior, in other words, you shall die in your sins. He's speaking to these people back then, and he's speaking to everybody today. If you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be saved. Well, the Bible says in chapter 10, of Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, that's every person, man, woman, boy, or girl in this world. It makes no difference who you are and who a person is. Jesus Christ says, I came to seek and to save you. For if you'll call upon my name, trust in me as Savior, I'll save you. Be willing to go my way instead of your way. Be willing to let Jesus Christ to take away your sin.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.